You know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. And I hope you are all enjoying this very cold Thanksgiving weekend we're having, but it's a great time of year, isn't it? All your relatives hopefully have come in, and you've had a wonderful dinner. You've gained a few pounds. You call me up on Monday and ask to suction it right out of you. It's actually true. I do get some of those calls. People say, well, you know, I gained some weight over the weekend, and I'd like to have it suctioned. Well, it's not all about that. We'll talk about liposuction in just a few minutes, but this is the show about you, the show about yes, your fat little belly after having all that turkey and stuffing and cranberry sauce, which is a good thing to eat, and all the things we eat traditionally on Thanksgiving. This is a show about wrinkles and jowls and protruding ears and large noses and droopy breasts and bellies that protrude also. This is what this is about, and I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon, host of this show on WABC for 5 years now. And unfortunately, that'll be coming to an end real soon because we're moving. I mentioned that last week. We're going down the dial to WOR and after January 1st. So you'll have to find me there. Same time, as they say, same bat channel, different bat channel. Same time, though, and you'll be able to hear me there. Anyway, tonight we're here and we're going to be talking about all the things that interest you. We're going to be talking about your skin. We started last week the topic of bang for your buck procedures in cosmetic surgery. So we're going to finish that because we only got to a couple of those big bang for your buck procedures. We'll get to that. I'm also going to talk about one of the big wonderful ingredients in skincare and in my skincare, and it's called niacinamide. No, this is not one of these vitamin infomercials, but it's actually quite a remarkable vitamin for your skin. So we'll talk about all the good things niacinamide will do for you and to you in a few minutes. I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm here to take your phone calls. The phone number at WABC is 800-848-9222. That's 800-848-WABC. And once again, this is the show that you can call if you're going to the plastic surgeon this week and you're having the consultation for your face and you just don't know where to start. Is it your wrinkles or your droopy brows or your jowls? And you have questions and you just don't know what to say? Give me a call. I'll answer your questions. 800-848-9222. And once again, we're giving away bottles of my Nighttime. Nighttime is a one-stop shopping. That's a tongue twister for skincare. It's really all you need. You know, you hear these commercials on the radio for all these different skin creams, and you see these things on television, and you wonder, does this stuff really work? Can something really get rid of your neck fat in 8 hours or 10 hours? Can these things possibly work? In short, no, they can't. How could they? How can anything work in just a few hours unless it's a very temporary fix, like my friends have Plexiderm? We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But that's not real. I mean, it's real for the moment, but it's not real in terms of long-term benefit. What is real, there's a few things that really work. There's vitamin C and vitamin A, fruit acids, niacinamide. Those are some of the things that work. There's absolutely no evidence in the literature that things like stem cells or plant stem cells, heaven forbid, or hexapeptides or any of these things can actually do anything. So I use real science in my skincare. I really want it to work. I put together a program that is very simple, because my patients came to me, you know, for 10, 15 years, I designed these so complex skincare programs. And I'd come up with these sheets of paper to give my patients. And some of you who are my patients remember these days when it would be 6 steps in the morning, and I'd want you to get that fruit acid and the moisturizer and all the different things for your skin. And at night, another 6 or 7 or 8 steps. And you know what? Even my motivated patients would not stay on programs like that. And neither will you. And no one will. Even the celebrities. Well, you know, maybe some of those people that spend 8 hours looking at themselves in the mirror. Well, most of us don't do that. And most of us have limited amount of time. And you want to just do for your skin the things that really make a difference. And there are few. There are a lot of things that are fraudulent, but in my nighttime, I've got things that really do work in the correct concentrations, in the correct pH. It's a lot of chemistry that gets involved in making good skincare. I've done it for you, and it really does work. So we're giving away bottles of nighttime during the show tonight. Once again, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, board-certified plastic surgeon, and I wanted to mention right at the outset, this is, of course, everybody knows it's Black Friday weekend, you know, Thanksgiving week and then Black Friday, you know, and what is Black Friday? That's the day that turns companies like mine and Kmart and Macy's and all the other companies from being in the red all year to being in the black, and that's where that word comes from. So we have these sales, and hopefully bringing in lots and lots and lots of customers. And each year it is a big, big occasion for my skincare company. And once again, this year it is. So I'm offering to you, my listeners and customers and patients, the Black 2018 code that gets you 50% off everything that we have in our skincare. So the Clean Time soap, Nighttime is the one-stop shopping that I mentioned earlier, the night program for skincare. Daytime, the skin protector, not so important to have zinc oxide on a day that has a UV index like today, but it's got that niacinamide in it. That's what's really good for you, and it's a skin protector, and it buttresses the barrier of your skin. That means it makes it stronger, not physically stronger so you can't rip it apart, but stronger to resist the chemicals in our environment. That's what daytime does, and it acts in concert with the nighttime, because the niacinamide, that vitamin B3 and also vitamin B5 in my skin protector in the morning, help with the irritation that vitamin A causes. And then you say, well, why do you want to use something with vitamin A if it irritates you? There are good things with vitamin A and some bad things, because it can irritate. So if we can minimize the irritation and maximize the good things, that's what my program does. And so that's what is in Dr. Perry's skincare. So all those things, plus the moisturizer, which is important this time of year. Look at your fingers. They're probably really suffering this time of year. But we have all those things on our special 50% off. Use the Black 2018 code, Black 2018 at drperrys.com. All right, enough of that. Let's get to the biggest bang for your buck procedures in plastic surgery, the 2018 edition. Last week, we talked about mole removal. And a lot of you were probably surprised when I talk to my patients. They're often surprised when they ask me, what can I do to make my face look better? And they've got wrinkles and jowls, and they've got these 3 moles on their face. And that is what people look at right from the beginning. When they see you, they're a lot less likely to look at that little subtle jowl that you have, and a lot more likely to be staring at that thing on your face that, you know, Marilyn Monroe drew it in, right? But it wasn't real. I do not think moles are pretty. You know, that's all I can tell you. I think they interfere with the harmony of your beauty. They're asymmetric by nature, meaning there's one, you know, maybe on your nasolabial fold and one on your chin. And sometimes they grow hair. They're impossible to cover with makeup. Moles are so easy to take off. We trade a mole for a scar, and then you say, well, why would you want to give me a scar? Well, you know, an honest plastic surgeon is going to tell you that we cannot erase these things. It just can't be done. We trade these things, not erase them. So we take something that looks objectionable, something that you cannot cover with makeup, something that interferes with the harmony of your symmetry of your face. We remove that. The added benefit is that it goes to pathology. We look under the microscope and make sure it's fine. And certainly, once that's done, you don't ever have to think about that mole again, because there are certain characteristics of moles that are worrisome. And, you know, big ones greater than 6 millimeters in diameter, that's the diameter of a pencil eraser. You know, ones that are irregular in their borders, ones that are multicolored, certainly if one bleeds. These are some of the dangerous characteristics of moles that you don't want to even wait for a cosmetic consultation. You want to go right to your dermatologist or your family doctor or your plastic surgeon and have those looked at if you have those characteristics. But a lot of us just have these things, and I do call them things. Sometimes they're moles. You can't be expected to make the diagnosis. Sometimes they're called seborrheic keratoses. Those can just be shaved off. Sometimes they're freckles. You know that they're freckles when you're a kid, but they're age spots when you're an adult. Those sometimes get lasered off or peeled off. So there's all sorts of different things. There are some red things that grow on the face. Those are called, this is a great term, senile angiomas. Isn't that a wonderful word, you know, when your doctor tells you, well, you have a senile angioma. And then you say, well, I'm only 55. How could it be senile? But that's just a name that we give these wonderful little cherry angiomas is the other name for those things. And they're very, very common, and I can laser those off. There's lots of different ways to treat these things. That is, in my opinion, the second step in looking better. The first step, of course, is good skin care, because you don't want to walk around with rough, reddened, swollen, oily skin with wrinkles and skin that's kind of hanging off because it's so rough around your lips. That's what happens this time of year. It's beautiful, isn't it? Isn't that a great thought? Well, we want to take care of the skin care, then we want to take care of the moles, and when we come back from our break, we'll talk about the other things that you can do, the big bang for your buck procedures in cosmetic surgery. No interview tonight, so it's just me and you. Give me a call, 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. WABC. We'll be back after these words.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, host of this show, and also during the week, you know, I do things like Botox and fillers and facelifts and rhinoplasties. But on weekends, I'm in the studio answering your questions, so give me a call, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. And remember, we're going to be giving out bottles of nighttime, so let's get those phone calls early. Everybody waits. I know what you do. You listen to the show, and it's about 6:45. You give me a call, and the board backs up, and I can't get to all those phone calls, but let's get them in early today, 800-848-9222. So we're talking about the biggest bang for your buck procedures in cosmetic surgery, and number one is mole. Last week we also talked, that's mole removal, we talked about facial lasers. And you know, it's interesting that the facial laser is such a great procedure, and it really has now supplanted the chemical peel. I used to say, well, it's the TCA peel, which is the biggest bang for your buck procedure, or number two that was on the list for many years. But because the laser is so good now, and coming down in cost, actually, because these things are like computers. Lasers used to be very, very expensive. I mean, they're still expensive. These things are $100,000, but that is a lot better than 15 years ago when they were $200,000, and that was 15 years ago. So the cost of the laser has come down. The procedure has come down, and the laser is a very effective way to decrease brown splotchy pigmentation and to decrease wrinkles of the face. And the reason it's so nice compared to the peel is that it is extremely precise. One of the things about a TCA peel, and I love those peels, but I'm getting away from them now because the variability is significant. And the variability depends on what you do to your face. So if you clean your face every day and then use any form of vitamin A, whether it's mine or Retin-A or any of the other companies, if you use it on your face, you will have a thinner layer of the upper layer of skin. You want to hear what that's called for your party tonight? It's called the stratum corneum. So you use that, and I can always tell when I do a TCA peel where you use the skincare, because the way the TCA peel soaks into your skin is very variable. And inevitably, people, as they get close to the hairline, don't put a lot of vitamin A-containing skincare on. And so it takes a lot more effort to rub the peel into that area. I can always tell, and I tell people, well, I'll bet you apply first around your nose and around the mid portion of your face and kind of fan out, and you don't get enough of the active ingredient out there. And I can tell when I do the peel. Well, that doesn't make a difference when we do a laser. Doesn't make a difference what you do to your skin beforehand, because the laser removes skin at a very precise level. And the new ones are called fractionated lasers. And what they do is they drill little holes in the skin. Ugh, sounds so wonderful and so painful. It's really not. We have you put Emla cream on your skin, and that's an anesthetic cream. And what I usually do, if I'm going to go deep around your mouth, I will numb you up around your mouth in a traditional way, like I do with filler. So like a dentist does, there's four nerves in the mouth that I numb up. And we get you really numb for your lips, and that's the most sensitive area of your face. So then we laser that area and you don't feel it at all, and we laser more lightly on your cheeks and on your forehead and on your eyelids. So how long does it take to recover from the laser? It depends on how deep I go. I can make it a 5 to 6 day laser, or I can make it a 2 week laser, depending on what we're trying to achieve. But certainly there's some downtime with the laser, but it is the second biggest bang for your buck procedure in all of cosmetic surgery. So what do we think the third is? Well, I've talked about it almost ad nauseum. Wrinkle filler. Wrinkle filler is such a great substance. You know, it's hard to really say third, and it's really hard to rank these things, but you know, wrinkle filler is so useful. It was first described in 1981 as collagen. But collagen was not a particularly good wrinkle filler because your body ate it. It ate it very quickly. It was made from the skin of cows, which by itself, you know, I'm not really wild about. It was injected into our bodies. And there were some women in the 1980s that had hundreds and hundreds of collagen injections. And those women, some of those women, developed diseases from collagen. Things like rheumatoid arthritis or scleroderma or lupus and diseases like that, because it confused your own body. When your body ate away, removed the cow collagen, sometimes it got confused and made antibodies against your own collagen. So in 2003, when Restylane was FDA approved, Restylane was hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is so different from collagen. It's a normal constituent of your skin, but what we inject is identical to what is already in your skin, unlike the collagen, which is cow collagen. So because of that, you do not make antibodies to the hyaluronic acid, and that's a very important thing. So it absolutely very quickly revolutionized what I do in my practice and what most plastic surgeons and dermatologists do, because now we can inject wrinkles, fine wrinkles around the lips. We can make your lips bigger. We can make your chin bigger. We can fill your nasolabial fold, your marionette lines. I can make your cheekbones bigger. I can fill the grooves underneath your eyes if you look like you're kind of sagging and have maybe a need for an eyelid lift, but you don't want that. There's so many things. I can actually even alter the shape of your nose. We can fill in depressions. We can go onto your neck and fill in wrinkles, the horizontal wrinkles of your neck, and down onto your upper chest, those wrinkles that are vertical, and then go onto your breasts because of all that sun damage from going to Jones Beach all summer long. We can also use filler on your hands. You know, as you get older, your skin thins and you begin to see the tendons and the veins of your hands, so we can use filler there. There are so many uses for filler now. It is a wonderful substance, and it is incredibly safe. Is it perfect? No. It lasts about a year or so, but we don't really want it too much longer than that. I don't want a permanent filler. I want a long-lasting filler. If it's injected improperly, it can cause problems. It can get in blood vessels. It can go to the back of your eye and cause blindness. It can cause strokes. Those things are very, very rare. And in the hands of a board-certified plastic surgeon who knows what he or she is doing, they are very, I can't even tell you how rare, because I don't know any of my colleagues that have had those problems. But they're in the literature, so we have to tell you about those. But wrinkle filler, It is one of the greatest things in all of cosmetic surgery. And the nice thing about it is you come into the office, you have it done, you go about your business that very same night. You don't even have to take off that evening, but you do need to get makeup. You need to get something like Dermablend, which is a very opaque makeup because everybody bruises. But if you're good at this, then you can cover it up and go right about your business. So those are the first three: mole removal, lasers of your face, wrinkle filler. And what do we think the next one is? You know, when we think about good, really the best bang for your buck procedures, what I'm talking about are the procedures that are very effective, give you a very good result, a predictable result, with relatively low risk. Relatively. I mean, everything has risk. When you get out of your house and go onto the road, there's a risk. When you get into your bathtub, there's a risk. And I try and explain this to my patients as I give them a 12-page informed consent document that the American Society of Plastic Surgeons has made up for every one of our procedures. But if you had an informed consent document for getting in your phone, in your car and getting on the New Jersey Turnpike or the Long Island Expressway, my goodness, you would you'd probably cower in your home. You'd never get in your car because do you know that there's a 1 in 2,000 chance of dying any year if you drive every day? And that study has been done on the California highway system. Actually, it's a little less than that now because of airbags. I think it's somewhere in the area of 1 in 3,000. That was 1 in 2,000 about 10 or so years ago, 15 years ago. But it's really very interesting when you put risk into perspective. The risk of one of these procedures that we're talking about is much less than the risk of getting in your car and not making it to your destination. So certainly when we talk about the biggest bang for your buck procedures in cosmetic surgery, we're talking about relatively low risk and relatively low cost. And then you say, well, Dr. Perry, you're a plastic surgeon. There's no such thing as low-cost cosmetic surgery. And you know, you're right. There really isn't. It is. There's no such thing as very low cost. But my patients are, I have a wide variety of patients, including teachers and nurses and pharmacists and doctors. And yes, my share of celebrities also. But it is not what it used to be. In the 1960s, cosmetic surgery was out of reach for most people. Back in the days, believe it or not, in 1960, there were, I think it was 12 plastic surgeons in Manhattan. I have no idea how many there are in Manhattan now, but it's probably in the many high hundreds. I don't know, 500, 600. I know in Beverly Hills, I visit frequently because my daughter lives out there. And interestingly, there's one building in Beverly Hills that has 28 plastic surgeons just in that building. So certainly with an increased supply of the doctors, these procedures have come down in cost. It's basic economics, but they're not inexpensive. But one of those procedures that I mentioned, the big bang for your buck on my list, is actually a procedure. The mole removal can be covered by insurance, of course, because, and not necessarily, by the way, but can, because moles have a tendency to become something other than what we want. There are melanomas and basal cell carcinomas and squamous cell carcinomas. And in order for you to know just what that thing is on your face, it needs to be removed. So sometimes these can be covered. Now, many insurance companies have specifically excluded some of the other things on your face, like seborrheic keratoses. Those are not covered by insurance because they are uniformly benign. However, I do like to talk about the one study at Harvard that was done about 10 years ago where they took something like 28,000 things off people's faces. Things, you know, that the doctor said it's a thing, labeled it as a benign seborrheic keratosis. And lo and behold, after they went through the pathology department and the pathologist looked at these under the microscope, there were something like a couple dozen melanomas and many dozen basal cell carcinoma and squamous cell carcinomas and all sorts of things on the face. So even a great dermatologist is not 100% accurate. We're going to be coming back in just a minute. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, 800-848-9222. Stay tuned. There's more of the show.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and a lot of you wonder, am I a real plastic surgeon or just the guy on the radio? Yes, I do see patients all week long in my New Jersey, it's Central New Jersey office in Somerset County, and my Fifth Avenue office, where they're getting ready to have, I guess the Christmas tree is already up at Rockefeller Center, and so that brings gazillions, that's a technical term, gazillions of people to my neighborhood there, because I'm only a block from the tree and right across the street from Saks Fifth Avenue. So if you haven't been in the neighborhood, it is absolutely spectacular. All right, so I've been talking about Plexaderm on this show for a few months now, and the response to my talking about it has been spectacular, and I want to thank you. So many people have gone out and purchased Plexaderm because they heard about it on this show, or you saw the commercials on television, and then you heard me endorse it. I don't endorse too many things, but Plexaderm is a great substance. I want to tell you about it. So if you look at the commercials on TV, you see a woman or a man having Plexaderm placed on wrinkles or on the lower eyelid bags or on the jowls or on the neck. And then they do a little time-lapse photography, and there's about a two-minute period where the Plexaderm actually tightens the skin and decreases the appearance of wrinkles. And it is real. My good friend John Greenhut is the guy behind Plexaderm. We did Night Skin together and a lot of other products, so I know John very well. So I gave him a call when I first saw the commercial, and I said, John, I need to have some of that for my wife. I need to see whether this stuff really works. I used it on my wife. Absolutely, it works. My patients use it. It does work. They enjoy it, and it's really quite spectacular. So here's how it works. You put it on your skin, and then you kind of let things dry. If you're a woman, you'll put makeup on over it, and it should be a powdered makeup. If you put a liquid makeup, it can dissolve the material, so a powdered makeup, and you look great. You don't have to use the makeup, of course, but you can go on TV. You can go to on a date. You can go out to dinner, and you will look better. It's quite spectacular. So Plexaderm is a great product. It's temporary. As soon as you wash your face, it's gone. It's the Cinderella product, right? You know, midnight comes, bang, there it is. The wrinkles are back. Wash your face. But it's good because it works. It makes you look better, and that's what it's all about. And I'll tell you, I'll bet you it's hurt my practice and all plastic surgeons' practices because, you know, if you can do this quick fix, why have cosmetic surgery? Isn't that terrible for my business? What can I tell you? Well, there's an 800 number John Greenhut has given me to give you. And if you call 800-925-9963, that's 800-925-9963, you'll get up to 50% off the normal retail price of Plexaderm. Tell them you heard it on Dr. Perry's What's Your Wrinkle show, and maybe they'll increase that discount even further one of these days. But it's 800-925-9963 for Plexaderm. All right, John, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
Yes, hello. I'm one of those people that likes to keep the heat on in the apartment pretty high during the winter months. And I noticed that my face, especially my under eye area, is extremely dry, maybe a little red. Is that normal when you have the heat on high, and is there anything you can do?
Yeah, John, I'll bet you if you measure the humidity in your house during the winter when you have the heat on high, it's probably arid. Literally like 10 to 20%, maybe 25%. And, normal humidity in the house should be somewhere, 40 to 60% makes you feel comfortable. I like it a little less humid. But certainly when you go below 20, you really start feeling the effects of low humidity. So it's 20% humidity. And that's exactly what happens when you burn off all the humidity in your house by heating it up. So what can you do? This is the season for moisturizer. You know, I'm not a great fan of moisturizer, John. I don't think most people need it most of the year, but this is the season you do need it, particularly if you're just a little bit older, meaning older than 50. How old are you, John?
Four.
How old are you?
54.
Well, there you go. You're 54, so your skin is just beginning to make a little less oil at 54. You know, we do a real good job at making oil, but as we get older, it does decrease. And certainly in the change of seasons, it takes a while for your skin to catch up because we've been going through, you know, relatively high humidity all year. In fact, this summer was very humid, so your skin adapted to that, and now it's got to change. It's got to change gears. If you did absolutely nothing, it takes 2 to 3 weeks for your skin to start making more oils.
Wow.
But why go through that? Why go through that period? You don't have to. If you use a nice moisturizer, put it lightly on your face once or twice a day, that'll do the job. I've got one. It's called Soft Time. You know, I designed it to simulate the normal oils of your skin. You know, I'm not here to sell you my moisturizer. Well, maybe I am, but, you know, I mean, it's a good one. And many of the moisturizers clog pores. They cause acne, even in adults. Mine won't do that. It's quite natural. It's got something called ceramides in it. Ceramides are one of the most important ingredients of the skin, and they're important for, one, moisturizing, and two, improving the barrier function of your skin. And that's what I was talking about earlier in the show. When you go through the cold air, the very cold, dry air, it hurts the barrier of your skin, and ceramides improve that barrier, so your skin is less likely to crack. And when you put it on, you can use mine on your lips also. Yeah, you know, I'm not sure how it tastes, but certainly it's safe to put on your lips and on your face and all the way underneath. Don't get it in your eyes, but you can put it all the way up on your eyelids. All right, John?
Great. Thank you for your help.
I'm happy to help you. Thanks for calling. And by the way, if you want, you can tell the we normally are giving out bottles of Nighttime to callers. But if you want to have a bottle of the Soft Time, we're happy to exchange that for you today. Just tell the producer.
Thank you so much, and I love your radio show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your calling, John. And this is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. And once again, I get emailed during the show. It's always funny to me. I have the computer in front of me, and I look at the email as it comes in. And a lot of people just don't want to call the show, but someone called and said, what's the code? It's so funny to get these emails. What's the code for the 50% off discount? It's Black2018. You know, Black Friday, Black2018 is the code. Gives you 50% off any of my products. So we're going to take a break just for a moment with the top five biggest bang for your buck procedures. And I wanted to talk to you about something very, very important. Many of you have been in the hospital. Many of you are going to be in the hospital. Many of you have surgical procedures where a catheter is put in your bladder. They're called Foley catheters. Oh, it's a fun experience, isn't it? You know, and often it's a nurse that puts it in. Maybe it's a physician. There was a very interesting study in the Journal of the American College of Surgeons this month, and they looked at infection rates after Foley catheter placement was performed right before a surgical procedure. So when I do a tummy tuck or a breast reduction or sometimes a breast lift, but not always, I'll have the nurse put a Foley catheter in, even a facelift, by the way, because if you're awake for 4 hours in the operating room, most people have to go to the bathroom, so it's much easier to have the catheter in, and then you don't get antsy, your blood pressure doesn't go up, but certainly if you're under general anesthesia, the Foley catheter is very important. So many of you know what this is. You've had it placed. This study looked at the infection rate when different types of people put the Foley catheter in. And I'm talking about medical students versus nurses versus surgical residents. So which do you think had the highest infection rate? It's a really interesting study. Well, I'll tell you. It was the medical student. The medical students had a 4 times increase in the infection rate after they put in these urinary catheters, these Foley catheters. Now, the nurses and the surgical residents, by the way, are doctors who have finished medical school, who in plastic surgery are in a 6-year residency program. So, you know, you get a lot of experience very quickly, and they are doctors. And the nurses do this as a basic thing. We talked about what nurses should or should not do. This is one of the things they're good at, putting Foley catheters in, and they have a very low infection rate. But those medical students, a four times higher infection rate. You know, I was a medical student once. I teach medical students. And, you know, you have to let them do things. But you know what's happened in medicine? There's a tendency to let medical students do too much too fast without proper supervision. And that really was the lesson from this paper that showed a four times higher infection rate. So what's the lesson and the reason this paper was written? It's to instruct medical schools and hospitals that medical students should have more supervision. It's fine to let a medical student do this, but the doctor or the nurse should be standing over their shoulder saying, do this way, and don't contaminate things. How do you get an infection afterwards? Well, it's simply contamination. The Foley catheter, which is a sterile tube, might hit, let's say, the table or the inside of your thigh, and then introduce bacteria into the bladder. It only takes a fraction of a second. It's got to be done just right. It's a very simple procedure. Be careful. It's just one of the ways you can protect yourself. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? There's more to the show. We'll be right back.
What's your wrinkle?
Surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, host of What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. Tonight we're talking about the biggest bang for your buck procedures in all of cosmetic surgery. We've talked about mole removal. We've talked about lasers of the face. We talked about wrinkle filler. What else? Well, you know, one of the things that makes a giant impact on your face, on your appearance, is liposuction of the neck and jowls. And it's a procedure that I do an awful lot of. I've actually written the chapter in a book. You can check out my chapter. It's called eMedicine. A lot of you know that online textbook of medicine, eMedicine.com. And if you put in liposuction of the neck and jowls, or put in my name, you can read my chapter. Yes, it's meant for doctors. It's meant for plastic surgeons. But it's fun to look at some of the photographs and understand the procedure. But it's one of those procedures I do an awful lot of, and I'm very enthusiastic about liposuction of the neck and jowls, because in an hour procedure under local anesthesia, sometimes local with sedation, it depends on the patient, I can make you look like you've lost 20 pounds in just that hour. It's really quite dramatic. We make little tiny incisions right under the chin and one under each ear, and through those incisions I put anesthetic, local anesthetic in, and then suction out as much as 8 ounces of fat. And if your skin is resilient and elastic, then it will shrink back down. If it's not, then you need a facelift. You can't have this procedure. Sometimes your fat is not just underneath the skin, it's underneath the muscle, and we have to make the incision a little bit bigger and remove fat underneath the muscle and sew the muscle together. So your surgeon really needs to understand this operation, because some of the people that have come to me from other doctors, they tell me, well, they had suction and they just weren't happy because they left fat, and then you feel there's no fat under the skin. The doctor did not understand that he actually had to make an incision in the muscle and remove fat from underneath the muscle and bring the muscle together. So just an important thing, and if it's done right, you're back to work 5, 6, 7 days. And this is a great time of the year to do this, because we're wearing turtlenecks, we're wearing scarves and things like that. So you can go about your business quite early after this procedure. And it's a great procedure with a very low complication rate. Is it for everybody? No. I think it's better than things like Cool Sculpting. I think it's better than Kybella. These are real ways to remove fat. It is not subtle. Some of those other procedures are very subtle. And I think if you're going to have this and spend about the same money as those other procedures, have the real procedure, and that's liposuction of the neck and jowls. So that's my fourth biggest bang for your buck procedure in cosmetic surgery. And the fifth, new to the list this year, for those of you who have been listening to this list for 12 years now, or looking on my my blogs and my website, chin implants. You know, such an understated procedure, in fact, losing popularity for some reason. But I'll tell you, when you have a simple operation like a chin implant, it really alters your appearance. And although most people won't know, You know, unless you compare pictures before and after, they're not going to be able to tell because, you know, people just don't notice that, but they notice the gestalt, the overall appearance, and you look so much better with a better chin. So some people have what's called a weak chin or a small chin. There's a proper measurement, you know, your nose, your upper lip, and your chin fall in a line. And if your chin is small, your nose looks larger. Well, the way we do chin implants, again, it can be done under local anesthesia or local anesthesia with sedation. I rarely do these procedures under general anesthesia, by the way. A chin implant is about an hour procedure. We make a little incision underneath the chin. It can be placed through the mouth, but actually the complication rate is much higher if it's placed through the mouth. So it's a simpler procedure to place it through a small incision underneath the chin. We go onto the bone with a silicone implant. And silicone rubber implant. It's not like a breast implant. It can't leak. And I make the pocket on the bone, that means a space for the chin implant, just tight enough to allow for the chin implant to sit nice and tight on the bone so that there's no movement. One of the risks is that there can be movement. One of the risks is infection. But for the most part, these are very high satisfaction procedures. And people, again, are back to work within a week. It's a hard to see incision. And then, you know, it's interesting. One of the fun things about chin implants is that people forget that they have them. It's almost like getting a tooth filled. You know, you go to the dentist and they drill away and then the anesthesia wears off and you put your tongue where the cavity was filled and you feel that filling, whether it's the new white fillings or the old silver fillings. You know, for the first couple days, you can't keep your tongue away from that area, right? But then you forget about it. And then a couple weeks later, you cannot even find where that was. Nothing's changed with the dentistry that you had. But what happens is your brain actually resets of what it thinks is itself. It doesn't waste a lot of mental energy thinking about this new thing that you have in your body, which is the dental filling, or in my case, the chin implant. So it's kind of interesting. If people forget about it, they have to feel around. Now, where is that thing? And it is interesting. It's a great procedure, and it joins my list this year of one of the top five biggest bang for your buck procedures in all of cosmetic surgery. So there we have it. Mole removal, laser of the face, wrinkle filler, liposuction of the neck and jowls, and chin implant. And by the way, I often will do chin implants in the same operation as liposuction of the neck and jowls. It's the same incision. I will also often do them during facelifts because a lot of people have kind of a weak chin and it really makes for a beautiful neck when we give you an appropriate size chin. So there you have it. That's my list for 2018. There's something new in plastic surgery. There's always something new. One of the great things about my field is that there's really seems to be something new. Every couple months, there's a new procedure, there's a new laser, there's a new drug. We have to be careful, by the way, because, and that's what this show is all about, if you jump right on the new things, you might be on the wrong end of a complication, and it happens all the time because some of the things that we do in plastic surgery, while they are FDA-approved drugs and while they might be procedures that are reasonable, often they're understudied procedures. So sometimes people make up procedures, and that's allowed, sure. That's a creative plastic surgeon will do that. And if he or she has done enough of these procedures, they will then publish it. And then what happens is everybody sees the publication, goes out and tries one of these procedures. And then we find out a year or two later that, there's all these complications from that procedure. So you have to be careful. Well, here's the new one today. It's a methyl methacrylate 3D printed implant. That's a mouthful. Methyl methacrylate 3D printed implant for the forehead and the temples. So, you know, as we get older, a lot of women tend to get these hollows in their temples above the what's called the lateral brow. And if you look at yourself in the mirror, not while you're driving, please, but if you look at yourself, a lot of women have this hollow in that area. And so what do we do? Traditionally, there's in the old days, I used to put silicone implants and custom-made silicone implants, but I haven't done that in quite a number of years because wrinkle filler is so good. But the problem with wrinkle filler is that, yes, it's temporary, and in that particular area, there are more risks. There are more, you know, theoretical risks. Never happened to me, knock wood, but there are risks that some of that material can get into blood vessels and cause problems. So, a few Japanese plastic surgeons, it was done in Japan, they figured out a way to make methyl methacrylate 3D printed implants. This is pretty cool. Now, I'm not going to do this myself, I have to tell you, because I think this is kind of a lot to do for a very little problem. But it is very innovative. And what they did, they took CT scans of the skull, and there's something called a 3D reconstruction of a CT scan. And when you look at this, it's like you're looking right at the bones of your skull. And then with the technology that's available now, they can custom make implants that fit those 3D images. And then those implants are made. They're shaped a little bit by the surgeon. They're sterilized. And then we go to the operating room. You know, first of all, this is done a few weeks in advance. And then they're sterilized. We go to the operating room. And through an incision, it's a pretty big incision, though. It's from ear to ear. The forehead is peeled down. Oh, boy, those of you get a little nauseated with this. And these implants are placed covering the entire forehead and temples. And it is very interesting. In my opinion, I mean, they do a great result. There are some complications, but not many if the doctor really knows what he or she is doing. But it's a lot to go through, I think, for a very subtle problem. I think where this is going to be quite valuable is in trauma. If someone has had a fracture and a real noticeable deformity, this is a great way to do this. Methyl methacrylate, a lot of you know, is crazy glue. And it's used as Dermabond. It's a known, safe implant material. So that's the new thing that you heard about tonight on What's Your Wrinkle? Well, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon bringing you all the information about cosmetic surgery. It has been a lot of fun doing this show. We've got three more shows here on WABC before I jump ship and move down the dial to WOR. So you'll have to follow me there, please. All right. I want to thank Bruce for great engineering, Jennifer for great screening. And we will be back next week. Once again, check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/Dr. Arthur Perry. And don't forget, Black 2018 is the code. Black 2018 gets you 50% off half price skincare from Dr. Perry's. Thanks, everybody. Stay warm. We'll see you all next week.
This program was sponsored by Dr. Perry Skindustries, LLC. The views expressed by the preceding program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.